Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I believe we all understand, do we not, that it's wrong to misrepresent anyone or anything. And sometimes this misrepresentation is done ignorantly. People just don't know any better. They haven't really investigated what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. But sometimes it's done deliberately and maliciously. Now, to deliberately misrepresent is, well, that's criminal. That's dishonest. Regardless of the motives behind misrepresentations, misrepresentations are evil. They are wrong. And it is certainly wrong to misrepresent the Lord's church, because that's harmful to the church. And the misrepresentations need to be refuted. They need to be corrected. The truth deserves defense against those who would misrepresent the truth. Now, we should not be alarmed that the church is sometimes misrepresented, nor should we assume that what we have to say in its defense is going to silence the voices of those who have no love for God, no love for the church, no love for the Bible, but they seek its detriment. They do the misrepresentation deliberately and with malice. Now, it's not a new thing for those who love the Lord to suffer various kinds of persecution. It is written, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Matthew 5:11-12, the Sermon on the Mount, words of Jesus. And Paul wrote, "All that would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." 2 Timothy 3:12. Now, we're not to hastily conclude that we suffer misrepresentation just because we are a godly people. That's not it. Sometimes we may be living in such a fashion as to misrepresent that which we profess to follow and that which we profess to stand. We may give a distorted picture of what we believe, and therefore people will misunderstand, and they will misrepresent what we believe or say we believe because our conduct is not consistent with what we say. That's hypocrisy. Hypocrisy does provoke evil and ugly things against the church. When some Jews approached the Apostle Paul in the city of Rome, they said, "But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." Acts 28:22. Now the sect of which they spoke, they had in mind the Lord's church. The Lord's church everywhere was being spoken against. They mistakenly thought that the church was simply a sect of the Jews at that time. Now there were the Sadducees, and there were the Herodians, and there were the Pharisees, and there were the various groups of the Jewish people. And because the church began in Jerusalem, why, some had mistakenly concluded that Christianity was just another sect among the Jews. Well, of course, that was not so. Now, our lesson is to help us see that what the Apostle Paul said, "knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel," Philippians 1:17. We need only to be ready to give answer to every man that asketh a reason for the hope that is in us. In our previous two lessons, we gave reasons as to why we're members of the church that belongs to Christ. But we defend the church against misrepresentation of the church. And this is a serious matter. We cannot minimize the seriousness of the church being misrepresented. The inevitable consequence is that truth is hindered, and false ideas will be believed. People will be misled. They'll develop misconceptions. And the result of all of that will be the creation of prejudice, spiritual blindness, closed minds to the truth, the very truth that would save the souls of men. People will hear these misrepresentations and turn away from the truth without really investigating what is charged and what the scriptures say. And misrepresentation will discourage brethren, as well as turn away the lost, from even a fair investigation of the truth. No friend to misrepresent the church. It's a condemnation of souls, the very souls that Jesus Christ came to save. Well, to misrepresent is often based upon, well, we call it half-truths, only partial information, a lack of complete information, distorted versions of what the church really upholds will cause the church to be erroneously presented to others. And it's sinful to circulate a false report. Lying and bearing witness, that's a transgression not only against the church, but since the church belongs to God, that's a violation against Almighty God Himself and His Son Jesus Christ. And even if one is sincere and he honestly believes what he says about the church, if it is false, he is misrepresenting the church. And certainly, everyone may do this, not necessarily out of maliciousness, but if they do it out of ignorance, that's inexcusable. If they do it out of prejudice, that's inexcusable. But let me tell you, friend, no honest person... Now, I'm talking about an honest person. No honest person will continue to believe and circulate a false report once the truth has been presented to him. And that's what I intend to do in our lesson today and tomorrow. Present the truth concerning some of the misrepresentations of the church. Therefore, in making a defense of the church, we can only appeal to those who are honorable enough and open-minded enough, and willing to investigate. We really do not expect to make headway with those who are only intent of being injurious. Now it is said by some that the Church of Christ was established and founded by Alexander Campbell. Have you ever heard that? And that the Church was simply a break-off from the Baptist Church. Neither of those things have any truth to them whatsoever. There are those who proudly perform to point to Alexander Campbell as the founder of their church. The Disciples of Christ, Christian Church, they point to Campbell as the founder of their church. But those of the Church of Christ, then we're talking about the Church of Christ that we read about in the Bible. We do not admit to Campbell or any other man being a founder of that to which we belong. And it's wrong to contend that Alexander Campbell founded the church when we read that Christ is the builder of the church that we're talking about, the church to which we belong. Is it wrong to plead for the Lord's church? Yes, we're concerned about the church which you read in the Bible. Cannot people be concerned about that church? Friend, take your Bible and learn what the church that Christ founded, and He's the foundation of it as the Son of God, Matthew 16. It began on the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ, as we read in Acts 2. And this was nearly 2,000 years ago. It was founded in the city of Jerusalem, with the Word of God being preached by the apostles as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. That's the foundation of the church. That's when the Church of Christ had its beginning. To assign the name of Campbell to that institution, or to those who are members of it as being Campbellites, why, that's nothing but malicious derision. And there are those who are only concerned with being malicious, but They are attacking the church that you read about in the Bible. Friend, there's nothing taught, there's nothing practiced by members of the Church of Christ, by the authority of Campbell or any other uninspired men. Now, if you think so, present it. Point it out. Don't just make the irrational charge, oh, it was founded by Alexander Campbell. That's not so. We don't look to him for anything that we preach or practice. We should hold convictions that are from the Scriptures. Now, we may hold some convictions that Campbell and some others held, but it's because we have derived these convictions from the same source, the Bible. I was a member of the Lord's Church for years before I ever heard the name of Alexander Campbell. We're not what we are because of him. We seek to uphold no denomination whatever, but only the Lord's Church, and the church that Jesus built upon the foundation that he's the Son of God, that didn't branch off from some denomination that came along centuries later. You see, the Protestant and Catholic world, they are very smart under the plea and the effort to simply return to the Bible as the sole authority in religion. They have balked at disposing of their human creeds, and they've done many things individually and collectively to undermine the growing conviction that God's word is sufficient and exclusively permitted in determining the truth. Campbell was one who contended for that. He was not even the first to contend for that. The Apostle Peter said we should speak as the oracles of God. Was Peter a Campbellite? Is one who obeys what Peter taught on the day of Pentecost, was Peter a Campbellite? No, he was a Christian and he was teaching the gospel. Now we do not deny the scholarship of many men and the accomplishments of outstanding people in religious history. But by no adherence to truth can Campbell be called the foundation of the church which we uphold. He didn't pretend to found one. Our hope is in Christ, not in any man. We are what we are because of what the Bible teaches. Do you think people can't do that? The challenge is continually put forth to the scoffer to show wherein we follow Campbell because of Campbell. When points out the error of our way, he's not our enemy, but our friend. If we have an error, then point it out. Just don't make irrational charges. And unlike so much of this world, we seek the truth without the additions and subtractions that are imposed by theologians and by so-called scholars and by denominational councils and conferences. We're Christians, not Campbellites. Now let me ask you, and I want to kindly ask you, have you ever referred to the Church of Christ as being Campbellites? Well, now you know better. You know that's not the truth. You know that's not what we uphold. You know that not a single thing that we preach or practice for which we do not give you a thus saith the Lord from the Bible. And so will you stop making that misrepresentation of the Church of the Lord? I suggest if you're honest and if you're truly sincere in a love for the truth, you won't ever make that charge again. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.